You may be seated. I wonder, could we have a lion just sitting, I don't need you just sitting there just yet, because you're a wee bit scary, lion. Could you maybe slip away to, I'll bring you back in a second. Okay? So do you want to hide behind the, maybe just sit there, that'd be fine, just lion, because I don't want you just growling too much, because I think people might be a wee bit scared of you. I was a wee bit scared there of a lion. Well, we've got another lion face here too. Is this your wee pal? I think there might be more lions turning up as well, so we just need to watch out for them. It's even to turn up. Today we're going to hear an amazing story that's in the Bible. And it's a story about Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel, the one who was taken into captivity, he was taken as a slave, and he turns out to become a very powerful man supporting the king. But we're going to hear the story read by different members of the King's Club, and I'm going to invite, first of all, I'm going to invite Vary, if she would come and read the first part of this story. Okay, Vary?
It pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom, with three administrators over them, one whom was Daniel. The satraps were made accountable to them so that the king might not suffer loss. Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds of charges against Daniel and his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt or nor negligent. Finally, these men said, "We will never find any basis for charges against this man, Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God." So the administrators and the satraps went as a group to the king and said, "O King Darius, live forever. The royal administrators, prophets, satraps, advisors and governors have all agreed that the decree that anyone who prays to any god or man during the next 30 days, except to you, O King, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Now, O King, issue the decree and put it in writing so that it cannot be altered. In accordance with the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed, so King Darius put the decree in writing."
That was very well read, Vary, especially quite a long passage to read as well. Well done. The story of Daniel is an amazing story, boys and girls, because Daniel was somebody who had been taken and had been taken into captivity. That means there had been a war between the Babylonians had come and they had fought against the people in Judah and had taken away people in captivity. And Daniel was one of them, and he was taken away like a slave. But because he was clever enough and because he worked hard, he came to the fore, and the king began to see how important Daniel was, and Daniel became an administrator and became one of the king's chief aides. And he was so well-liked, and the king depended on him so much. But one of the things about Daniel was that Daniel used to go every day and pray. And he sometimes would go three times a day and pray. And he would go to his house and he would open up his windows and he would look to the east and he would pray to God, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he would pray for help and strength to keep him on the right path, to allow him to survive in this place of you might say, of enslavement. But do you know something, boys and girls? The story tells us that there was other people round about who worked alongside Daniel, and they were very jealous that Daniel was getting all the applause from the king. And so they made up stories, and they tried to say, how can we get the king to turn against Daniel? And the only way they could think was they encouraged the king to make a decree that unless you worshipped his God, then you were going to be punished. And of course, Daniel could not submit to that. And so Daniel had to stand up for what he believed in. And the king was very sad, but the king had to take Daniel and put Daniel in prison. And that's where we've got to just now. So Daniel's in prison. And it might be a thing for all of us to think about in our lives. Sometimes to stand up for the truth, sometimes to stand up for what we believe in, can be a very costly thing. It can cost us a job. It can cost us a reputation. It can cost us even friendship. But perhaps it's important that we be people who have something to believe in rather than believing in nothing. Someone said to me once many years ago, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. And one of the things we are trying to be as Christians and as a Christian community is to have principles that we stand up for, that we think are right. Telling the truth, teaching boys and girls to tell the truth, teaching the boys and girls to care for one another, teaching the boys and girls to love one another, teaching the boys and girls not to discriminate against people. All these things are part of the Christian tradition and the Christian teaching. And so we're thinking about these things this morning and also about the challenge it causes us. And sometimes we have to stand up for what is true, and that can be a costly thing. So that's part one of the soap opera. There's another two parts to it, so keep that in your mind. Daniel makes a stand, and the reading is going to be, Sophie's now going to read us from Daniel chapter 6, 10 to 18. Sophie.
Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. 3 times a day he got on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to God and just he'd done before. Then these men went as a group asking God for help. So they went to the king and spoke to him about his royal decree. Did you not publish a decree that during the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any god or man except you, O king, will be thrown into the lion's den? The king answered, the decree stands in accordance to the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed. Then they said to the king, Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or the decree you put in writing. He still prays 3 times a day. When the king heard this, he was greatly distressed. He was determined to rescue Daniel and made every effort until sundown to save him. Then the men went as a group to the king and said, remember, O king, that according to the law of Medes and Persians, no decree or edict that the king issues can be changed. So the king gave the order and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, may your God, whom you serve, continually rescue you. A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den and sealed in it with his own signet ring and the rings of nobles, that Daniel's situation might not be changed.
Thank you. Well, you see, here's Daniel. Can we get some more lions out here? Some lions now to sit with this lion here. Some more lions. Lions. Right, in you go, lions. More lions. What kind of noise do lions make? Can we just hear you growling? Oh, whoa. Let me hear a roar. Can we hear some of you lions roaring? Come on. Can you be a lion roar? Okay, so you can imagine. Could you into a lion roar, Jimmy? Just roar with the lions here. Well, they arrested Daniel because he had been praying to his God and he should not have been praying. And they arrested Daniel and they took him and they put him into the lion's den. Now here he goes into the lion's den. Come on, start roaring lions at Daniel. Start roaring at like that. Start roaring at him. Go on. Well, you can see Daniel is in quite a predicament. What is Daniel going to do? And that is what we're going to be thinking about next. What is Daniel going to do? What's he going to do? So, that's the story so far. Well, you know, as the lions were growling, Daniel was praying. And as Daniel prayed, what happened? The lions who were growling became silent. Started to sleep. Go on. Just like some of you this morning in church. You know those of you who come for a sleep in church every Sunday morning? Your wife says to you, "Where are you, darling?" "I'm away to the church to sleep, just to get a bit of peace. Albert's just going to send me to sleep." So there you go. You sleep. See, so. And of course, the king, God answered your prayer. And you're just standing cool, Daniel, standing. And of course, the king is in the other way. He's up and down, pacing up and down in his room, wondering what's going to happen to Daniel. He's going to get eaten by the lions. And oh, what's terrible. And the king says, "Oh, well, I'll just go and check." And as the king goes, he checks and he sees Daniel smiling. And he says, "Oh, Daniel, what's happened to you?" He says, "Oh, Daniel, what's happened to you?" And of course, Daniel's able to say to him, "The God that I serve heard my prayer. And even if I was put in a den of lions, he would protect me." And so the king says, "Well, if that's the kind of God you serve, I want to get to know that God as well." So by Daniel's example, he was able to bring the king to begin to look and search for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's a great story, isn't it? That's a great story. And I'm going to get the last part of this part of the story is going to be read to us now. But before we do that, we're going to sing the song, which is... The last part's going to be read to us, and it's going to be read to us by Cameron. Cameron, will you come and read the last part of the story? It's verses 19 to 28.
At first sight, light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angels, and he shut their mouths of the lions, and they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight, nor have we ever done any wrong before you, O king." The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. At the king's command, the men who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives, children. And before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and men of every language throughout the land, "May you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is a living God and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in heaven and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions." So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian.
So the king brought Daniel out of the lion's den. There he goes. And that's Daniel rescued. And I'm a wee bit sorry for all these other people that get eaten up with the lions. So I'm a wee bit sorry about that, but that's the story. And sometimes the story gives us a meaning there as well, that we're responsible for our actions. And sometimes in our lives, we've got to take the responsibility of our actions. These lions are hungry. I think they're kind of around here. They could be quite dangerous. I think you're glad that you're rescued from them, aren't you, Daniel? Yeah, I think so. Especially that big lion. I hope he doesn't give you any trouble other times during the week, does he? Right. You can sit down now, Daniel. That's fine. Thank you. I want to just say something to someone in church this morning. I don't know who it is, but some of you, I know it's a wee simple story about Daniel in the lion's den, but that's exactly how you feel. And you don't know how you're going to ever get out of this situation. Daniel was got out of it through prayer. And perhaps you need to try praying more. And it sounds corny, I know, but it's an amazing thing. Prayer works. And why have you come here this morning? Perhaps because deep down in your heart, you're praying, God, can you help me get out of this situation? How can I solve this situation? God cares for you. God listens to you. And even although lions are roaring, lions can be made silent. Lions can go to sleep. And we pray, and I pray that maybe that might be an encouragement to someone here this morning who will hear that and hear that God who delivered Daniel out of the lion's den can deliver you too. It's such a simple story. There was no long sermon, but it's just a simple story that says so much. May God speak to us all this morning through this simple story that has so much power attached to it. And perhaps it's in the stillness that we find God, not in the busyness of life, but being still. And this next song invites us to be just that. Be still, for the presence of the Lord is in this place. Let's stand and sing.